Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. So today, we're going to be taking a look at something called SMART-related lists.
SMART-related lists.
Yeah, and it's a new Salesforce tool by a company called ZapIT.
ZapIT.
Yeah. Now, I think you probably already know, but for anyone who might be new to the show, Salesforce is that platform that businesses use, you know, to manage all their customer data interactions and all that. But sometimes it can be, you know, kind of clunky to navigate, right?
Yeah. Salesforce can be a little clunky.
So ZapIT says that this new tool is going to really streamline things. So we're going to dive into all their materials and kind of see, like, you know, do they actually live up to all the hype? And what could it mean for our listeners out there who are, you know, maybe using Salesforce every day? What could it mean for you?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting here is that ZapIT is focusing on like a very specific problem. You know, they're talking about those related records inside Salesforce. So it's not like they're just offering, you know, a little tiny improvement. They're saying they can fundamentally change how users interact with all that related data, which could have a really significant impact, you know, on productivity and all that.
Yeah, for sure. And they're not shying away from those claims either.
No. Not at all.
Like, looking at these materials, they really highlight some pretty impressive features, starting with inline editing.
Inline editing.
Yeah. Have you ever, so imagine you're trying to update like 50 different opportunity line items.
Mm-hmm.
Now with this, instead of having to open every single one individually, you can just edit them right there in the list. Like you would in a spreadsheet or something.
So it's just boom, 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 boom. You can edit it right there.
Exactly. And ZapBuy is saying this could save you like at least 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Compared to the old way of doing things.
Yeah. And that time-saving potential, I mean, it comes up in other features too.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen anything about these mass actions?
Oh, yeah, the mass actions.
What do you think about those?
Oh, I love it. Just the idea, like, you know, all those little repetitive things you got to do in Salesforce, you know, like updating the status on a bunch of different leads or assigning like a whole group of cases over to one specific team.
Right.
This is like, it can just automate all that stuff for you.
It's like sending a group text instead of, you know, texting 100 people individually.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can finally focus on like the more strategic stuff instead of all that little like, you know, busy work.
Right.
And, you know, for those people out there who are dealing with like really complex organizations, this account hierarchies feature. That one's really interesting.
Yeah. What do you think about that one?
So instead of just having this flat list of all these accounts,
mm-hmm.
it's like having this interactive org chart.
Oh, wow.
Built right into Salesforce. So you can really visualize, you know, how all those relationships between all the different companies are connected, you know, the parent companies, all the subsidiaries, all the different branches. And then you can actually see the related data for every single level.
So it's like, Salesforce does have some basic hierarchy visualization already, right?
Yeah.
But this is, it sounds like they're taking it like a step further, like they're integrating that visualization right into the whole data management workflow.
Right, exactly.
And that could be really helpful for sales teams, especially those who work with, you know, those big complex accounts.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then, of course, you know, we all make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with so much data, right?
Right.
And that's where I think this undo option is going to be a lifesaver.
The undo option.
Because now you don't have to worry about, you know, accidentally updating the wrong records.
Right.
And causing a total data disaster.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
But, yeah, I think what's really interesting about all of this is that ZapIT, they don't just focus on the features themselves.
Right.
They really do a good job of, like, explaining the why behind each one.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, connect it back to, like, real-world business challenges, mm-hmm. you know? Like, for example, they talk a lot about how inline editing and mass actions don't just save you time.
Right.
They actually improve data accuracy as well.
Right.
Because it reduces the risk of, you know, human errors.
Yeah, you're not typing in all that stuff manually.
Exactly, exactly.
So it's just less room for mistakes.
Yeah, and they even give some really specific use cases in their materials.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, so for example, imagine you're managing opportunity products, and you need to see the totals by, like, product family.
Right.
They're saying that SMART-related lists can do that without having to run, like, customer reports or anything like that.
Right, no complicated workarounds.
Yeah, or like, they talk about streamlining project tracking so you can easily update tasks or handling support tickets more efficiently. you know, with those inline editing and mass actions. So it's clear that they really thought about how these features, you know, can be used across all these different departments and workflows.
Yeah, it looks like they've done their research. And also, they haven't forgotten, you know, visuals are important too.
Yeah.
Like they included screenshots in their materials.
Oh, that's smart.
So you can actually see what all this stuff looks like, how it actually works in Salesforce.
Yeah, that's a really good move.
Yeah.
Because I think it helps people, you know, understand how SMART-related lists fit into that Salesforce interface.
Right.
Which everyone is already familiar with.
Yeah.
And it just, it makes it easier to understand, even if you're not, you know, a super technical expert.
Exactly, yeah. And speaking of experts, they even had a testimonial from a Salesforce MVP.
Oh, wow. What's a Salesforce MVP?
Yeah, so those are like those experts out there who have like achieved this like golden hoodie status in the Salesforce community.
Golden
hoodie. It's a whole thing. But we'll have to look into that later.
Yeah, we should definitely dive into that later.
Yeah. But the point is like having that endorsement from a Salesforce MVP.
Right.
That definitely adds some credibility to their claims.
Absolutely. Because it means that this isn't just, you know, hype from the company. Yeah. This is something that's been like vetted and validated by like a real expert.
Right. Someone who knows Salesforce inside and out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it really does seem like Zapatee has like really zeroed in on like a real problem for Salesforce users.
Right.
And they've built this solution that has some really impressive features.
Yeah.
And they're backing it up with, you know, that social proof from the MVP, and they're even offering a free trial,
mm-hmm.
which suggests that they're pretty confident about this whole thing.
Right. They're putting their money where their mouth is.
But, you know, the big question here is, do SMART-related lists actually live up to all the hype?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah. We need to, like, go beyond just the feature list and really think about what those benefits would be, you know, for you, the listener.
Yeah. For all of you out there who are actually using Salesforce every day.
Exactly.
So before we get into all that,
yeah.
I want to ask you, how much time do you think you spend, like, right now navigating all those related records in Salesforce?
Yeah.
Like, what could you get done?
Right.
If you could reclaim all those hours every week, just think about that. We'll be right back. So we talked about, you know, what Zapatee is claiming, all the features they're highlighting, but let's get into like what this could actually mean for, you know, for you out there.
Yeah, like what's the impact?
And like, are we really talking about, you know, a potential productivity revolution?
That's a good question.
Inside Salesforce, like how do all these features translate into real benefits, you know? For individuals, businesses.
Right, right. Like, let's take an example. So if your sales team, let's say they spend way less time on, like, data entry, all that navigation stuff.
Theoretically, that means they have more time to focus on, you know, actually building relationships and closing deals.
Exactly. Like, connecting those little improvements to the bigger picture, right?
Macro level.
Yeah. So, like, think about it. Faster support ticket resolution.
Right.
That could lead to happier customers.
For sure.
More efficient project tracking.
Mm-hmm.
That probably means projects are going to stay on schedule within budget.
Yeah, and don't forget about data accuracy.
Yeah.
Like when you're having to manually update tons and tons of records, you're just more likely to make a mistake.
Right, you're human.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And SupIT, they're saying that features like, you know, the inline editing and all the filtering options, that can really help cut down on those errors,
mm-hmm.
which ultimately means you have more reliable data and you can make better decisions.
It's like they're saying, we're not just making things faster, we're making things better.
Yeah. Quality and efficiency.
Yeah. But it's not all about just, you know, the numbers, the efficiency. Like,
right.
There's a human side to this, too.
Oh, for sure.
Imagine, like, just less frustration,
less
stress because your Salesforce experience is just, like, smoother, more intuitive.
Absolutely. A better interface usually means happier users.
Right. Yeah.
And when people actually like using the tools they need for their job,
right.
I mean, that can have a huge positive impact on the whole organization.
Totally, totally. So for our listeners, you know, those of you who are in Salesforce every single day.
Day in, day out.
This could be a pretty big deal, but, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
We still need to see if Zappy's SMART-related lists, if they actually live up to the hype.
Right.
Yeah. Like, all of this is, you know, based on what they're telling us.
Right.
The potential we're seeing. But the real test is, how well does it actually perform?
Right. In the real world.
In a real world situation. So that's where the free trial comes in.
Yeah, free trial.
ZapIT is telling people, go test it out. See for yourself. See if it actually does everything they say it does. And I mean, they seem pretty confident.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And hey, remember that testimonial we were talking about from that Salesforce MVP?
Oh, yeah, with the golden hoodie.
The golden hoodie, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that definitely adds some credibility.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
We still got to figure out what the golden hoodie actually means.
Yeah, what is the golden hoodie?
But it does mean that. Like, serious Salesforce experts are impressed.
Yeah, it's definitely caught their attention.
For sure.
So, okay, we've talked about Zapbeat's claims, all those features, potential benefits, even some social proof. But before we wrap up this whole deep dive, I think we need to, like, zoom out a little.
Oh, you zoom out.
Like, what are we really talking about here? You know, this is a tool that's claiming to, like, revolutionize productivity inside Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that even mean? You know, in this whole world of business technology that's constantly changing.
That's a really good point. Like, the landscape of all this business software, it's changing all the time.
It's like there's all these new tools and technologies popping up all the time.
Right.
And everyone's promising to, like, solve all your problems, make you super efficient.
Right.
So it can be tempting to, like, jump on every single new trend. But I think it's really important to, like, take a step back and ask yourself, what are the problems you're actually trying to solve?
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't just adopt technology because it's new and shiny.
Right.
It's about finding solutions that, like, actually address your specific needs and, you know, help you get where you want to go.
Right.
And in this case with Salesforce, we know that one of the biggest pain points is, you know, navigating those related records.
Mm-hmm.
And if Zapbyte's tool, if it works as well as they're saying, you know,
right,
this could really be a big step toward, like, just a much smoother Salesforce experience.
Yeah. And that brings us back to you, the listener. Like, we've gone through Zapbyte's claims. We've talked about all the potential benefits. Kind of looked at the bigger picture of, you know, all this business technology out there.
Right.
Now it's up to you to decide. Like, are smart related lists something that you actually want to explore?
Yeah.
For your own workflows.
You know, and a free trial is a great way to do that. Like, get in there, kick the tires.
Right.
See if it actually does what they're promising. You can test out all those features we talked about, you know, inline editing, masked actions, and really figure out, like, is this saving me time? Is it making me more accurate?
Yeah. Think about, like, what are those little things that bug you when you're in Salesforce every day?
What are your daily struggles?
Yeah. Are you clicking through, like, a million different records?
Yeah.
Are you making mistakes because you're updating everything manually?
Right.
If so, you know, smart-related lists.
Yeah.
Maybe it's worth checking out.
It's worth a shot. And even if you're, you know, you're pretty happy with how you're doing things now.
Right.
It's never a bad idea to, like, stay in the loop.
Yeah.
See what's out there.
Keep learning.
Yeah. The world of business technology, it's not slowing down.
Oh.
So if you want to stay ahead of the curve, you got to keep up with the new stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So we definitely encourage you, go to Zapbyte's website, check out that free trial, see if it's right for you. And if you do give it a try, let us know.
Yeah.
I want to hear all about it.
Let us know if it's actually living up to the hype.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, getting all those hours back in your week.
Right. And maybe, just maybe, one of you listening out there will be the next Salesforce MVP.
Rocking that golden hoodie.
Rocking that golden hoodie. We still got to figure out what that is.
I'll get there.
But that's all for our deep dive into Zapbyte's smart-related lists. We hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, remember, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
So stay curious, keep learning, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
So,
yeah.